swing and a drive, right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz slides. Rollins has won it. They stream out of the dugout. Yeah. Rollins ball near third. This game is over as the Phillies strike again with two outs in the ninth inning, and they have a 3-1 lead.
LA funny.
In all time, Scott and LA call. Welcome back, midday
LA
show.
Funny, man. LA, he's the, I like his calls, by the way, but it's like he does what you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, but it's the best.
It's absolutely the best.
Because everyone's doing the same thing. Pounding the table as a
LA
big moment happens.
LA, don't ever change, man.
Yeah,
don't
hopefully there's a lot of those today. Welcome back. We're live today. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Philly's opening day. Brought to you by Budweiser. Enjoy all the tourney action at Chickies and Pete's with great food and drink specials. Joining us right now over at the stadium in the booth, Ike Reese, Jack Fritz. What's going on, Ike?
Well, I'm eating a Shake Shack burger.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're locked in.
So you're just going to eat on air, huh? You're just going
Hold on, you eat on air all the time.
I can hear
No, you don't.
I don't know if you know that there's video now. Like, people see you eating all the time.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I didn't know that. Okay. Well,
the opening segments are on YouTube. People see you chomping down.
Okay. Exactly. Thanks for telling me, Joe. Well, let me go and get off my high horse.
You think they put those cameras in there for no reason?
Hey. I'm like, I see you eating on the air all the time.
Okay. Well, let me go and get off my high horse then. Let me go ahead.
Back I didn't know. Down. Listen, I thought you would go to the baseball expert, but you did come to the baseball expert first. I thought I would chomp down on my burger and you would go to Jack, but you came to me. Question again, Joe. I'm sorry.
I just saying hi, Ike. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to go. All right, I'm locked in. Let's go.
Can I speak to the baseball expert real quick, Jack? I just saw the picture that you posted of Walker.
Yeah.
Walker kind of thick. He probably looked like he gonna play football, man.
Oh, he's a tight end. I told you.
Yeah, he looked like Walker looked like a tight end, dog. He looked O-line-ish a little bit.
No, he screams.
He looked a little O-line-ish. He looked a little O-line-ish. Like,
looked like a pulling guard. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
See, I always felt like O-linemen go there reluctantly, so I was gonna start him off with an athletic position.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
If he grows into an O-lineman, then that's what he grows.
Yeah, maybe he's like Kelsey. Like, he's a linebacker.
Yes,
he's a linebacker.
Yeah, go there reluctantly.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you.
I don't know, guys. With a name like Walker Fritz, that's a relief pitcher to me. I mean, you got to get him on the mound, Jack.
No, he's gonna be a horse. He's built like Todd Coffey. And he's going to be a nice – if he can last 10 years in the bigs, you know.
10 years?
10 years.
I don't know, dog.
Middle relief guy. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know, Joe. He is pointing like he about to, you know, go yard or something.
Oh, he knows what he's doing. Yeah, he's ready for opening day.
Okay.
Is this Walker's second opening day?
So it's technically his second opening day, yeah.
But the first one he's remembering.
First one he kind of remembers, I guess. Now, he is wearing a Don Brown jersey in that photo, which is
That's
a problem.
That's total bad parenting.
Yeah. Why do you guys have a Don Brown?
Why do you want to curse the kid?
Well, because I want him to respect the legends of this franchise.
Oh, okay.
And I want to make sure that he knows exactly what dad's been through. You know what I mean?
I mean, he was an all-star, Jack. I mean,
yeah, well, he was an all-star. I understand. But he was also the WOAT, and he could not carry the franchise after the big three went down.
That is the truth. All right, but you know what? They've evolved.
Less Don Brown talk.
On the positive things, yes. Let's go.
How about Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner and these guys? All right, let me ask you guys this, because we were discussing this earlier, and there's great optimism here for this season. And most people that we're talking to, they believe that they're going to win the World Series. When you guys think about how much time this group has left, Jack, do you feel this is a now or never kind of season for them?
Now or never is obviously a big one. You know, like, it's not like this core is going anywhere. So I think it's now or never from the standpoint of, like, go be a real 95-100 win baseball team and really establish yourself as one of the big boys in the sport. Like, I know they have back-to-back years. They have the most wins in the postseason in the last two seasons, which is great. Yeah. But, like, they're still viewed as, yeah, but they're not the Dodgers. Yeah, but they're not the Braves. Yeah, they're not the Astros. Like, they kind of are still viewed as an upstart. So, make or break, no, because the core's not going anywhere. But it has to be the year where they really establish themselves as one of the big boys in the sport.
Yeah, make or break is maybe a little strong, only because I don't believe their window is closing after this season. But that window is closing. It just is. You get 30-plus years old, and it's great that we have all these guys where they are right now. – But we saw in 2012 how quick this thing can change. I mean, they went from being a 102-win team with the four best pitchers in baseball, the four aces, and all this other stuff, to not making the playoffs for a decade. Like, that's how quickly it changed, and that's how fast that window shut. So while technically the window is sort of still ajar, man, to me, this the time is now. Like you've had two cracks at it. We didn't get it done. I understand what the Dodgers have done. I don't really care. The Dodgers haven't done anything differently than what they've done the last 3 to 4 years, which is add talent every offseason and have the best roster in baseball every year. Like, they've done that already. It hasn't led to a World Series except for the Mickey Mouse World Series they won during the COVID year. So I'm not saying the Phillies on paper are the best team or the better team, and they should be expected to win. But damn it, throwing our hat in the ringer with the Dodgers and the Braves, I don't feel like the little engine that could. I feel like we belong. I feel like this team belongs right there in that conversation with those teams, whether you think they're better or not. It wouldn't be a surprise if the Phillies win the World Series, is what I'm saying. Like, the Phillies, to me, are a legitimate World Series contending team.
I agree. Yeah, and the Dodgers point, I mean, they haven't won a real World Series since the 80s. I mean, like,
right.
Yeah, they're obviously talented, and they'll be there in the end. And the Phillies.
What a Mickey Mouse year out in L.A. in 2020.
I mean, what a year for Los Angeles.
Did they even have a parade?
They did not.
Were you allowed to have a parade in 2020?
I don't think you were. I don't think so.
I don't think so. But, man, I would love a nice Phil's – like, listen, beating up on these little Braves, it's been fun. And I don't mean to offend you, Hugh.
Listen, but don't poke the bear saying you want to play the Dodgers.
No, give me the Dodgers.
No, I do. I want the Dodgers in the NLCS.
Dude, you guys are nuts.
Think Ohtani's handling this ballpark? Are you kidding me? Well, yeah, come on. We're making bets on him, all that stuff. He won't be able to handle this ballpark.
How did I catch a stray, though? How did I?
Well, because I'm shot at your Braves.
Well, we know you're a Braves fan.
I like the Braves. Hold up, but you played in Atlanta. You played for the Falcons.
I did.
But you were there for longer.
Hold on, you were there much longer than I was.
Don't turn this around, you know.
I just feel like I'm just sitting here listening to all this bantering back and forth, and I just caught a straight. Like, I ain't even saying nothing because I knew where y'all was going. If I started talking, y'all would, you know.
There's no cuts of good morning
Shrider
Atlanta
on today or what?
Yeah, whose jersey got on?
Really, Joe, you sitting here with me and you're going to ask me that?
No, hold on, guys. I'll be honest with you. He's got a full Phillies maroon sweatsuit on. He's ready to go. Going old school with the maroon.
Well, I tell you what, boy.
Kind of overcompensating. Okay, I understand. You want to make sure there's no doubt that you're
okay, that's
guy.
Fine. I'll be that guy today. I'll be the one that gets ridiculed for this. Okay.
So, listen, what happens to me every time we play the Falcons? So, yeah.
Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
All right, what do we think about this division, guys? The Braves won it by 14 last year. It doesn't feel like there's really a 14-game gap, but the Phillies just decide not to play for the first 2 months, so the Braves run away with things. Jack, division, does it matter to you?
No, it doesn't. Winning it would be fun. I get it. It just doesn't matter. And I do think that the new rules have completely changed it. Like, again, the four teams, they've changed in the last 2 years. So three of the four that have made the World Series in the last 2 years have been wild card teams. And I do think that there's a disadvantage to having those five games off. So, like, do I want them to win 95 games? Yes. Do I want them to be in the division hunt late to September? Yes. But, like, I actually would prefer them not to win the division. I want them to be hot heading into the postseason. I want them to have that first round. I want them to be the top wild card. So the worst wild card has to come here and beat this team three games at home. And then I want to play whoever's after that. Like, I think that's the better path for this team.
Oh, yeah. Enough of this. Do I need to continue to listen to this nonsense?
No, I'm kind of with that.
Hold up.
Just as well as I do, we've been through that where we've had the bye, we've had home field advantage, and we still got our asses sent home early. So it's something to be said about being a road team and keeping that momentum going. And then when you look at the Braves, I mean, they were the best team in baseball for the last couple of seasons, and they went home early. So I even though I understand what you're saying, rest, and we had a chance to talk to JT Realmuto and everything, and he talked about how rest is important, it's something to be said about staying hot, getting hot, and staying hot, though. I mean, it really
is.
Please put an end to this crazy talk.
Yeah,
this is insane.
I don't care about rest. This isn't football. I'm not looking for a damn bye week. What I'm talking about is a winner's mentality. You two seem to have a loser's mentality, Jack.
I feel attacked.
Hugh, what the hell is going on, Hugh? You're talking about us not winning those title games. What year did we ever go in saying we don't care if we win the division or we got a home field advantage?
But
what year did we go into the season saying that?
We never did.
It never happened. Because that's a loser's mentality. So, here's the thing. So, I want to announce to all the Philly fans that are coming down here today in this festive atmosphere as we get ready to put boots to asses to these Atlanta Braves players that we're playing for second place this year. Forget about wanting to be a champion. Just get in the playoffs and hope for the best. Don't have a winner's mentality. Don't have a championship mentality from day one. Just hope for the best at the end of the season that luck can repeat itself. Who goes into a season thinking that way? You think the Braves right now are saying, I don't care if we win the National League East?
Who cares?
Are they saying that?
I don't want the players to say it.
Exactly?
Also, this is unbelievable. Like, there's a chance that the last 2 years are fluky. Here's the thing. We keep talking about how the Braves got knocked out early because maybe they had the rest or they were off or whatever. But maybe the Phillies didn't win the World Series the last 2 years, guys, because they ran out of gas. It's hard to win. It's hard to win 13 playoff games. I'd rather have to win 11 playoff games. Also, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, we keep playing with fire when these three games.
Yes, sir. You're going to lose. Yep.
Yes. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if the Phillies are wild card again, and let's say, you know, whoever, the Giants with their pitchers or whoever.
Oh, like, my God. Gabe's not there anymore.
I know.
It's not about Gabe.
It's about any wild card.
He's a Marlin now.
Well, maybe the Marlins. Any wild card team with good pitching can come beat anybody in three games. Let's avoid that. Win the division, get a bye, and let's go win a World Series.
If we're the team of destiny like we think we are, we're up here talking about World Series of bust. It don't make no difference how we get there as long as we get there and win it all.
It's harder, though.
Why is it harder?
Because you have to win another series.
Okay, but that's a baseball season.
Would you rather win 13 games or 11?
How many games do I need to get me to the World Series?
It's about being hot. It's about being
hot. That's it. Tell them again, Jack.
Could you imagine this being said about the Eagles next year? Yeah. Do we want the bye? Nah. Let's go the harder route.
That's different. It's football. We're talking about baseball.
But it's the same thing. It's more rounds of the playoffs.
I think it's more momentum-based in baseball. I really do. I really do.
In the play-in instead of the sixth seed in the NBA playoffs.
Well, Jimmy Butler and the Heat did it last year.
Every time he cracks his mic, it's like I don't even know him anymore. He just changes.
He's speaking logic here. I mean, this is...
What is going on, man?
He just changes every time he cracks his mic.
I want to win the National League East. I want to win this division.
I would like to win it, too, but it's not... Yes. It's like it doesn't have to happen.
Number two priority. I would rather be the top wild card team. I would rather be the top wild card team. Make sure you get the home seed here.
Yes. Well, hold on. There's another element to this that we're avoiding. If they are the top wild card, it means they probably have to play both the Dodgers and the Braves.
Play whoever we put in line. We are a team of destiny.
Bring it on.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Tell them, Jack. Two baseball guys. Two baseball guys.
Aren't you the one that wanted the two seed with the Eagles last year to avoid the Niners? Jack.
Well, that would have been a smart plan. You watch last year's Eagles team?
Yeah, they stunk. I did watch last year's Eagles
team. Wait a minute. I forgot he did that.
go for
gotta,
two, baby.
You got to keep up with Jack.
No, I know. That's a good way.
I got to watch who I align myself with.
Well, people brought up yesterday yet again how I wanted the Eagles to lose first week of the season. I'm just saying, maybe if they lost the first week of the season, then things would have turned out differently.
Why don't we get swept this weekend?
No, that's a bad idea.
So here's how
that's crazy talk.
Here's how far that take has gone, Jack. I was in the car yesterday with my son, Luke. We were driving. And he heard it. He heard someone say that to you. And he hadn't heard it before. And he said to me, he looked at me, and he's like, Jack wanted them to lose the first game?
He's an idiot. Did he look at him like he was an idiot?
He was taken aback with the idea that why would you want him to lose a game?
It's about logic, Joe. It's about logic.
The take obviously worked. All right, 215-592-9494. Black Gritty joins us. What's up, Black Gritty?
Joey Bear, you what it do? I Nolo. It's opening day, guys. And you play to do what? You play
to win the game.
Herman Edwards tried to tell us. He tried.
Don't come in here with this loser mentality.
It's not a loser mentality.
Hugh, get off the Jack train, Hugh. You already talked yourself out of it. You know what I'm saying? You
yeah,
already
Jack, I didn't know. I forgot about them takes.
You double talking, Hugh.
I forgot the takes that Jack had.
I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Who do you work with?
We're not talking about my partner. We're talking about you right now.
So Joe, let me tell you something. I know you're really good at your job. You've been working at it a long time. But if you would have talked to me in the meeting today, I would have told you it's not now or never. It's that old school candid as old school heads. You got it's now and later. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get one now, and I'm trying to get another one later. Not now and never, okay? You say never, we got a problem. But now and later, we can do now and later.
Well, listen, there's no problem if they win it this year. The problem is if they don't win it this year. That's why they got to win it.
I'm from the future. I said last year we weren't going to win last year. We're going to win it this year. So this year is a lock. As long as we go out there and do what we need to do by winning the games, we win. If we end up not winning the division, that's fine. But I don't want this loser mentality of, I don't want to win it. You want to go the harder route for what reason? You want to have a layoff because the level don't get cold? If we play the Braves, I don't care if we ain't played 3 years. If they got to come here, they got fear, okay? You know what I'm saying? They don't matter what happens. They try not to bring the Bat Boys up here to Philadelphia anymore. So win the division, do what you need to do, and let's get this thing rolling today. 98 wins, World Series. Hugh, stop aligning with Jack. Everybody on the side, you're the only one over there with Jack. Watch yourself, Nolo. It's opening day. I'm so happy. I know Jack in the booth out there dancing. I found him to have throw some ice on the board.
He got a seatbelt for him today.
Hey, got grinning ear to ear, breaking his face. He smiles so hard. Have a great day, guys. Enjoy the game. I'll talk to y'all.
Happy opening day.
There he goes, Black Gritty.
I got to admit, I see a fashion statement that I didn't think would endure.
Ooh, what do you got?
Well, these overalls are back again.
Yeah, they carried over.
Yeah, they did. But it's some cats. I saw them, and listen, I ain't saying no names, but some cats, they probably need to go ahead and retire them overalls. Yeah, bro, because them things are stretched to capacity.
Were they tight?
There's a couple of them, yeah. Looking real deliverishness.
Wow, I see the solid
the movie.
Red. And I see the pinstripes.
The red ones are okay, though. The red ones, I kind of like the red ones. The red ones are okay.
So how's the crowd looking? Are people filing in down there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. There's a lot of people already in the building.
Which is
good to see.
For a game that doesn't start for nearly two more hours, it's
people are excited about baseball, man.
Well, it's just funny because it feels like we never left. Like, it feels like we were just here. You know, I know it's technically been 4 months, 5 months.
Yeah.
But, like, walking back in, it's like, nothing's changed. It's kind of cold out.
It does feel like fall baseball.
It feels like fall baseball.
You know who else feels that way?
That's not cool.
The Braves, because the last time they played a game, it was here, and Strider was on the mound.
Now, is Snicker's wife here or no? She couldn't make the trip up?
He probably told her not to come.
Wow. Break out the ambulance.
They probably left all the wives.
I mean, this Braves team is just
That's probably a smart move, though. It's probably a smart move.
She's fine.
It's regular season, too.
No, I'm just saying. It's not ramped up. But, I mean, like listen, man, anytime you go into hostile territory, you got to tell your wives and your significant others, like, you know, act accordingly. I mean, it's an unwritten rule. You got to act accordingly.
Well, hold on. The wives usually aren't acting anyway. They're just sitting there cheering and looking good in their jewelry and team gear. It's normally us as the fans that are antagonizing them. You don't believe wives are actually getting into it with fans, do you?
No, but what I'm saying is if you wear other teams' apparel, then you open yourself up for all that ridicule if you decide to sit in an area where you're going to get ridiculed. Like, Brian Snicker, you got all that bread. Put your wife in the box, man. Put it in the box.
Also, the Braves are soft. I mean, we've seen this now for years. They're a good team, but they're soft.
See, this is where – so here's what I'll say to all of this, right? I'm okay with regular fans, right? But we – Jack knows where we – and Joe, you know where we stand and watch the games at. It's right there where the opposing team's family section is.
Mm-hmm.
Like we know that's the area the family is in. They're not really Braves fans that have come up here to try to take over the Philadelphia Philly Stadium. They're here to support their loved ones that are out there actually playing. You don't think that's a difference between regular Braves fans?
Oh, it's a difference, yes.
Right? Family members,
Yeah,
kids,
they're not a normal.
I've also
fan,
stood there a lot, and sure, you get booed a little bit, you get chastised a little bit. I just think this idea that it's been over the top. Like we stand right above the player section. Right. I just haven't seen it.
Okay.
For every game.
I'm not saying anything's been over the top. I'm just saying they may not be used to that type of environment.
Welcome to Philadelphia. Welcome to Philadelphia. God, they're soft.
I mean, like when they go to Arizona, they don't get treated that way.
No, they don't. And listen,
people in Arizona are a little different too, though.
Yeah, it was a transporter city, you know.
Well, it's a transplant city too.
I'm good with all fan interaction as long as nobody is touching anybody.
Don't put your hands on nobody.
You don't need nothing physical. But I also don't believe in just berating and disrespecting women and kids.
I got no
tolerance for that. I don't care about you. That's not supporting your team. That's being disrespectful to another human being and someone that is somewhat, from a physical standpoint, probably inferior to you if you got male fans yelling and cursing at females.
With you on that. That's not a good look when it's
that's
guys.
A difference. There's a difference.
Yeah, it's a big difference. If you're like, to your point, if it's like Brian Snicker is describing it, which I don't think it is, then yeah, that's a little bit over the top.
So it's not like when the Braves fan wanted to beat me up in Atlanta?
No, he definitely wanted to beat you up.
But that's different, Joe. You're not a Philly significant other.
And it was my fault. I was egging him on.
Were you egging him on?
Yeah, I tell you what. You get one or two IPAs and Joe Jr.
I didn't know that. I hadn't heard that part of the story.
Wait a minute. Joe's egging him on, Ike, is just responding to what the guy said. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's not like Joe was like, oh, your mama, you know, right. got wear combat boots or anything like that.
Oh, man, we still doing mama?
I keep it old school. You know I keep
Are
it
you
old
giving
school.
People ammo for today? For the
no,
game?
I'm just saying. No, the guy walked past.
Your mama?
The guy walked past, he said something to Joe, and Joe just said something back, and he didn't like it.
Nice.
And that was it.
Okay.
I've
heard Joe get spicy now. He did not get spicy.
Joe said something to Joe, and Joe looked at him and said something back.
I just reminded him that his team was down 1-0 and probably going to lose
the series. He didn't like the response.
Oh, I knew it wasn't anything egregious. I knew it had to be something factual.
And you know me, I'm sitting there laughing. Yeah. I'm waiting to see what's about to happen next.
Joe is a look at the scoreboard type of guy.
He's going to tell you look at the scoreboard.
Well, that's what he told Josh Smith, too. You know, and when Josh Smith tried to get J.R. Smith tried to get in the stands and fight him, you know.
But the good part about
when, like, Joe and I travel with Hugh or Ike is, you know, we can get a little chesty. We have pretty good backup.
A little more secured.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, I don't think I would have told nobody that, man. Not on the air like you just did.
Everyone knows. It's not a secret. All right, 215.
Dude, never been in a fight, Hugh. Come on, man.
592-9494. We are live today at Chickies and Pete's. Jack and Ike, they're at the park. We'll come back. We'll throw out some more bold predictions. Get ready. Leading off, coming up at 2, the Phillies and...
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.